Dear friends in Jesus, to the confirmation class of 2018 and all your family and friends and your baptismal sponsors and fellow members of this body of Jesus Christ, grace and mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The confirmation class this year chose their theme based on today's Old Testament reading from Ezekiel in the 37th chapter, which I will read for you now. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and to cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound. And behold, a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them. And flesh had come upon them. And skin had covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. Therefore prophesy, and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. And then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Please be seated. I was thrilled when the confirmation class this year chose their theme from this Old Testament reading, because we have spent most of the last year studying the Old Testament and how God's plan of salvation flows through the Old Testament. So I feel like this confirmation class has a pretty decent understanding of what's going on in this very gripping text from Ezekiel on this Pentecost Sunday. What we have in Ezekiel's vision of the Valley of the Dry Bones is a parable of what had happened to God's chosen nation of Israel and what God was about to do through Israel. What had happened is that Israel, as God's nation, had died. They had departed from the Lord and from His commands. They had worshipped instead the disgusting gods of the Canaanites, and had pursued wealth and the pleasures of the world. And for centuries, the Lord showed amazing forbearance and patience by sending prophet after prophet to try to call Israel back to Him, back in repentance, but the people would not listen. And finally, the Lord had had enough of their stubborn, stiff-necked, and rebellious and idolatrous ways. And he did exactly what he always said he would do in his covenant with Moses. and he uprooted his people from the promised land. Using the Babylonians and, remember this, and King Nebuchadnezzar as his servants, God wiped out his own people, destroyed their land and their temple, until the small remnants of Israelites that were still left were whisked away into captivity. Israel was dead as a valley of dry, dead bones. And seemingly, there was no way that Israel could ever live or stand again. But what God was about to do was the impossible. He was about to bring his nation somehow back to life. And in one sense, he really had to do that because he had promised Abraham that all of the nations of the earth would be blessed through his family and through its greatest son, the Savior of this world. So this nation of Israel had to live and to stand again so that it could give us Jesus. And confirmands, you actually know what I'm talking about, don't you? Good. Yes? Okay. You know what I'm talking about then. So here's the situation then in the days of Ezekiel. Israel, or what's left of it, is in exile. So there seems to be no hope that this nation will ever rise again, ever go home again, ever worship at its own temple again, ever possess the promised land again, ever thrive again. Israel is dead, and the people feel it. And that's when God sends Ezekiel with this surprising, incredible message of hope. In a vision, the Lord sets Ezekiel in the midst of a valley of dead, dry bones. And the text says, "Behold, they were very dry. These bones are as dead can be." And the Lord says to Ezekiel, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And Ezekiel doesn't know exactly what to think or how to answer. So he says, "Oh Lord God, you know." And you can't fault Ezekiel for not answering right away with a hearty yes. Because by all appearances, there is no way these bones could ever live again. Just as there was no way that Israel could ever again live or stand as God's nation. But then again, Ezekiel knew something or two about the God of Israel. The God who had breathed into a clump of clay at the creation and the man became a living being. The God who gave a son to an elderly couple who were as good as dead. The God who brought back from the dead the widow's son at Zarephath. It seemed that whenever God was involved, life came forth from the most surprising and impossible situations. Can these bones live? Can Israel live again and stand again? Ezekiel hesitantly says, "Lord, you know." But there's an old black spiritual that we're going to sing in just a little bit that answers that question with a powerful affirmation of faith in the Lord. Dem bones gonna walk again. And these confirmands know exactly how God brought Israel back to life as a nation. Their captives, the Babylonians, were defeated by the Persians, whereupon Cyrus, the king of Persia, decreed that the Jews would now be allowed to go back to the promised land to rebuild their temple and their nation in peace. And by this providential act, this power of God, Israel suddenly had life again. And I might add, they were much wiser for the wear, much more in tune now with God. And from this nation revivified 400 years later, God sent forth his Son. St. Paul said to the Ephesians, "You were dead in your trespasses and sins." That valley of the dead, dry bones is more than just a picture of dead Israel, but in a much bigger way, it is a picture of all of mankind dead in bondage to sin and Satan and death. Paul said to the Romans, "Death spread to all men because all sinned." And as I said at the baptisms of every one of these confirmands, this child is also by nature sinful and under the wrath of God. And every one of these confirmands wasted no time in proving the truth of these words. As soon as they learned to talk, they were talking back. As soon as they figured out that their sibling had a toy, they were coveting and stealing. As soon as they learned that the truth is sometimes not very pleasant, they were lying. And it only gets worse. How many occasions have they failed to keep the Sabbath holy, failed to honor their parents? How many times have they lied and gossiped and poorly represented the name of Jesus Christ and stolen and lusted and coveted? And that was just last Monday morning in religion class. How many times have they failed to fear and to love and to trust God above all things? These are the behaviors of the dead. People who are dead in their sins, whose spirits are dried up. And you would think that there is no way they or any of us could ever live or stand before God. How can someone live who is so dead and so dry? Well, how about some water? Water. I was privileged to be the agent of baptism for every one of these confirmands. A splash of water combined with the word of the Lord. A rattling sound as bones came together, bone to bone. And then there were sinews on them, and flesh covered them, and the breath of the Holy Spirit breathed into them, and they lived. And as they grew, they heard in worship and in Sunday school, at home and school, in vacation Bible school, and in confirmation class, the good news of Jesus Christ, who came forth from this revivified nation of Israel to save all the nations. And now today, these young ones who live in Christ by the power of the Spirit, they are going to stand up. They're going to stand up before this congregation to confirm and to confess the Christian faith they have been taught. They desire to be members of this communion of the saints and to receive with all of us all the gifts that Christ has for His church, including and especially the gift of His own body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins in the sacrament. By this holy meal, Jesus strengthens us in our baptismal faith for Spirit-led living. And I want to remind the confirmands today and all of you of a very important detail in Ezekiel's vision of the Valley of Dry Bones. Ezekiel says that the Spirit breathed life into these bones, and then they stood, and then Ezekiel says, an exceedingly great army. This was an army, a fighting force. When Israel was called back to life in the Lord, it was called to stand and to fight, to remember the sins that had doomed them to captivity, so that this time around they would stand with the Lord and stand against Satan and fight him like Israel's great armies of old had fought against the Canaanites. And they were to stand and fight in the strength of the Lord, never again to despise the Lord's prophets or the preaching of the word, never again to neglect the worship of the Lord's temple. Confirmands, you too are Christian soldiers. Today you stand with an exceedingly great army of Christians all around this globe who confess Jesus Christ is Lord. And like every generation before you that has been called to life in Jesus Christ, you now must take your stand and fight, because your enemy is powerful and he is ruthless and he is relentless, and he will seek to destroy you by any means possible. He will seek to destroy you by the poor friends that you choose. He will seek to destroy you by internet pornography, by false promises of pleasure and of wealth. He will seek to destroy you by the neglect of God's word and worship. and attendance at the Lord's table. He will seek to destroy you by pressuring you to conform to the world, by teachers and friends who will mock you for your faith, by habitual sins and despair and other great shame and vice. He is powerful, and he would very soon destroy us but for one thing. It is the breath of God's own Spirit that has brought you to life in Christ, that has brought you to your feet today to stand. And he that is in us is greater than he that is in this world. And by nurturing this life that you have in Christ, in word and in sacrament, the victory will be yours. The miracle of Pentecost, the call of the gospel, the creation of life and faith in Christ, the life of the Spirit, the fire of God's love, this is our baptismal birthright and our heritage. Stand firm then, says Paul. Stand firm in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Confirmands, you are alive in Christ by the breath of the Holy Spirit that has breathed into you faith in Christ. Christ, your Savior, who lived for you and stood in your place when he sacrificed his life for your forgiveness to make you holy and fit for a home in heaven. Christ your Lord, whose marching orders are now to love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and strength and mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Christ the victor, whose crushing defeat of Satan enables all of us now to stand and to fight the good fight. Alive in Christ, let us stand with Christ. Let us fight with Christ, that we may also be with Christ forever. In his name, amen. Amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ to life everlasting. Amen.